Welcome to Leading Lights, Indigenous men and women who have left a trail of inspiration for others. Thomas Charles Longboat was born on the Six Nations Reserve on June 4, 1887. A member of the Onondaga Nation, his Iroquois name was Quaguegee, which means everything. The family lived on a small farm, and everyone had to help with the plowing, harvesting, and caring for the animals. While chores kept him busy growing up, Longboat always found time for fun, sometimes sneaking away from his work to play lacrosse. And now in Cree,
Thomas Charles Longboat, Aginitaugit, Six Nations, Askiganik, June 4th, 1887. Egwa Egyosit, Onondaga, Iskungan. Iroquois Wihuan, Kawagi, Etumagak, Pigukigwe. Upegu Hewamak, Kiwigu, Kistigansik, Egwa, Pigwawiakpogo, Gawichita, Sutuce, Pigupchigewin, Munaisquewin, Egwa, Kanakatugit, Pesisqua. Atuskewin ki utamigu kapeupigit Longboat kagige ki muchigitao asko ki tapasista mutatuskewin kametuet kwas kwaskin natuewin.
In the spring of 1905, 17-year-old Tom Longboat entered his first competitive race, the annual Victoria Day 5-mile race in Caledonia. He didn't win the race, coming in second, but the experience sparked him to begin training and improve his strength and endurance. Longboat raced in the Hamilton Herald Around the Bay race along a 19-mile course. While he was on the starting line, no one there had ever heard of him. By the time the race was over, everyone had taken note of the newcomer, who finished the route almost 3 minutes ahead of the second-place finisher. In 1907, Longboat set his sights on the premier running event of the world, the Boston Marathon. Longboat was one of seven Canadians entered in the race, with 104 total runners. He won the race in record time, beating the previous record by 5 minutes.
Muskamin 1905, 17 etatapunet Tom Longboat, Ginto Munaigyo, Anta Tatwaski Victoria, Kisigao Nyanan Mystic Pimpatawin, Anta Caledonia. Numoyo Te Paskiagyo Pimpatawin, Mujini Suwia, Magayo. Ewago katu tag nute sesawio aiwa kweska maskawatsit egwa kasuksit. Longboat ki bimpata wanta Hamilton Herald Around the Bay bimpata wenote 19 Mr. Gwaise. Ispi ehayatita kamatsi tag namoya awiak nista weimik. Kag ispimpata tig kiint kiskeitomag awa nistam upimpata. Kegatse gisi tag mistasuhe nisto tipaigans. Ka nigani patait an heniso ka utinamit. Ispi 1907 Longboat ki teitam ka mpatat anta e weat pimpatawin miswiteaski Boston Marathon. Longboat wepugo piakuche tepagupuche Canada e maunaigetik e wa 104 tato e mpatawag ki paskiagyo e pigunak kayate
with the Boston Marathon under his belt, Longboat's next big challenge would be the Olympic Games, to be held in London, England, the following year in 1908. The day of the Olympic race was hot, and the runners faced a route longer than many of them had ever run before, 26.2 miles, lengthened so the royal family could watch the start of the race from Windsor Castle. Longboat was running in second place when, nearing the 20-mile mark, he collapsed and had to leave the race. His first professional race was in New York Madison Square Garden, where he won the race even though he was unaccustomed to running on an indoor track.
Boston Marathon egi se utawit Longboat kutak ukutriwewin anma Olympic Games. Eya agenta London, England kutagaskia 1908. Ispi gisiga uche Olympic ki nipahigisteo egwa upmpatawak ki tauskumak kinwestnawats pimpatawin namoywigats umse isi kinwak. 26.2 mistigwa e gino tak ekse gite ugemawapun pegu hewa makagi wapato mak uche Windsor Castle. Longboat egi megwats niso e utnak tige 20 mistig kagipita take gwa namoy aywa kegi mpatat unita mpata wenete New York's Madison Garden ita egi utowet e gwa namoy eute nagatita pichay mpatawin.
Longboat joined the war when it was declared in August 1914. He continued to run in his role as a dispatch runner, taking messages between posts when communications were down. He also ran in competitions and exhibition matches set up for the armed forces. When he returned home after the war, he did not return to professional racing. He lived his life in relative obscurity, working for the City of Toronto before returning to the Six Nations Reserve. In 1949, Longboat developed pneumonia and passed away at the age of 61.
Longboat kiwite weo no tingewin kagis by August 1914. Kiagam pata keta tosketese kena takiwaya. Epimotat masnaganza ayauna tasis pina moya egi with the matutik biggest square mutiganik. Ewa gibim patat, maunae gewin, ewa kawa patigig, maunae gewna uti no tingewak. Ka pegi wet, ka gisinutin took the moika webim patau. Gigamwate bimatsu aguayaik atuskawat City of Toronto Bamwes Waini this is Six Nations Iskungan. It's been 1914 longboat gisuaspinew egwa nagatesku itatapunet 61.
Today the legacy of Tom Longboat lives on. In 1951, the Tom Longboat Trophy, still administered today by the Aboriginal Sports Circle, was established to recognize excellence in sport and physical activity among First Nations athletes. Longboat has been called the greatest marathon runner of all time and one of the greatest Canadian athletes that ever lived. In 1955, he was inducted into the Canadian Sports Hall of Fame, and in 1960, he was inducted into the Canadian Olympic Hall of Fame.
A note, Kesik Skemi Tom Longboat, Kiapits Pimatan. It's been 1951, Tom Longboat Trophy, Kiapits Apatahau Anut Uche, Aboriginal Sports Circle, Egeyat Uche, Gunstonamik, Tagagi Winuche Metawewin, Ego, Waskawi Winuche Inu, Umetawewak. Longboat Gietau Metone, Tagagi, Upimpatau Gagige, Ego Piaguche, Tagagi, Canada, Usesawil, Ebmatsit. It's been 1955, Egi Pitaguahitanta, Canadian Sports Hall of Fame, Egwa 1960, Egi Pitaguahitanta, Canadian Olympic Hall of Fame.